You ever heard Proud Fetch?
But Proud Fetch is something different.
Okay, what is it?
Proud Fetch is that which grows following a wound, but is puffed up beyond the normal surface of the skin. It doesn't have very much skin-looking skin on it yet. It's probably a combination of growth and infection.
Yeah. What do you call that, the stuff they put in salt? Because you have to have so much in your diet. Or you can fish out a lot of it. Or there's a little red liquid that you put on cuts that stings.
Well, if it's brown liquid, it's iodine. Some people said iodine. The oldest doctors I knew said iodine. I think my father said iodine. And we children generally shorten it to iodine.
And someone, this person didn't recover from that illness.
He died.
And what about a veil term?
I don't use it a veil term for that. I just say died.
Even to say the family, you might say, I'm sorry to hear that you say died.
No, I might say that you lost so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you won't.
Well, I wouldn't be caught dead saying he passed away.
Okay. You have heard that one, I take it.
Yes. And well, the only time I ever use passed away is in the very exaggerated sense of when I heard something, I thought it was so funny, I just passed away in convulsions.
Okay, okay. Well, what about crude terms?
Well, let's see, he kicked the bucket. Let me see. He conked out. He shuffled off. I imagine that is short, for he shuffled off this mortal coil.
Oh my.
I don't know.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, well, let me see. You might say, I don't know what he died. Well,
I don't know what he died of.
Okay. And then after, the place where he would be buried is a...
Well, it's either a graveyard or a cemetery.
Does it matter which it is?
Doesn't much matter, but the any size can be a cemetery. But only the fairly little ones are graveyards. I mean, the enormous ones, like attached to a city, would be cemeteries.
And you would bury him in a
coffin,
okay,
or a casket.
Does it matter which is which?
Well, a casket is more decorated than a coffin.
Okay.
Any of it serves a purpose as a coffin. And with a casket, you generally see a well-dressed undertaker lurking in the hinterland.
Yeah. Okay, and then you have a what?
You have a funeral.
Okay. And then you have, the family would have a period of
mourning.
Okay. And if someone asks you, how are you today, how would you answer?
Just fine, thank you. Is that the light, extra light bothering?
Yeah, I think that is fine. And you might want to... some serious situations come up in some person's life. Even if it's serious, you might be uncomfortable telling them to
know. Don't worry so much about it.
Okay.